OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Let's not start over. Woo! We made it! Happy 2025, Gina the Great. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for bringing us into another new year and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here. And I just ask that today's show, as usual, let it be fun, let it be entertaining, let it be inspiring, let it be educational, but most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. As we're now kicking off 2025, I am welcoming in this new year. I am sending everybody well wishes. I am calling out, I'm calling in the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and wealth to each and every one of you guys as I send out that spirit of peace, love, and joy. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo! 2025, Gina, we here.
2025, it is indeed. This is my year. This is my big 4-0 year. Mm-hmm. Year of the 4-0. And I'll get back to you guys about how all that went because my birthday is officially on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I will bring you up to speed on how I celebrated my birthday. Let's call it the week, but I'm really going to be celebrating my birthday year this year.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
And to that point, last year I talked a bit about how it was a bit of my year where I was just maybe resting on my laurels a bit. Mm. It was a bit more about just appreciating what I have already accomplished, gained, enjoying the things that I do have instead of always having to be rushing to get the next new thing or like what my next new goal is. And I appreciated that as a year. And this year, though, I do miss a bit of like goal setting. And not resolutions, because my life is resolved. It's not about resolution. It's more about evolution. So it's my evolution of 2025. And it's really me setting, let's call them bite-sized goals, right? Little things that I want to achieve here and there throughout the year that won't ask the most of me, but it will be able to fulfill the best in me. And so, you know, I'm thinking of that list, and I kind of thought of certain things like randomly, like maybe wanting to reduce waste, you know? So just like that might mean, you know, smaller grocery days more often and really making sure that like I eat what I have and that, you know, I'm not contributing to the greenhouse gases and whatever, then all that XYZ, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's doing a bit of that. And maybe it's reducing dairy, because I really do want to go much closer to that veganism, but you know, and dairy, man, dairy is bad for my joints. I already don't buy it very often, but mm-hmm. I will eat it because it tends to be the default vegetarian option in a lot of places. But yeah, maybe just reducing that. Maybe that's just to a couple of days. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a be-all, end-all, and just like from the... Because I've done that. I've done that. Oh, I'm vegan now, and I threw everything out.
Right.
And that lasted for a month.
No, and
Not
the
to
thing,
get
like, but
home.
I really, the thing is, but like dairy like hurts my system. Like I can't
Yeah, it
even,
does. Yeah.
yeah, it's like it's not like I eat, like if I have a pizza, it's like I'm having the pizza because like it's the easiest solution, but I know I'm gonna regret it.
Exactly.
Like it's gonna
Exactly.
be
It
mucusy, it's gonna
especially
be
as a
terrible.
vegetarian, it's the easiest route to go. But am I making pizza at home? Not really. And quite frankly, I don't really order pizza that often. I don't really eat it that often either, but it is the easy thing where it's just like, man, I'm really hungry. And then you look up and there's a bunch of pizza shops that you can go get a slice at.
Easy
So
breezy,
I
yeah.
get that. Yeah. So like again, bite-sized things and sometimes it's a little goals that, you know, I might decide this month I'm gonna lose 5 pounds and it'll be the month for me to lose it. It might be the month for me to do something else. So just again, that's my plan. That's my New Year's evolution plan.
Yo, j'aime ça, bro. C'est tight, ça, bro.
Ben oui. Et puis toi, qu'est-ce qui se passe pour le 2025?
Yeah, well, 2025, like I started gearing up at the end of 2024 for 2025. So, my plan for this year is to walk in my authority. I have a calling that has enabled me to create what I've created. And it gives me a certain influence. And at times I am I don't walk in my true power, so to speak, because I don't want to be too offensive or intimidating or make other people uncomfortable. But we are in a situation right now where we actually have to make people uncomfortable a little bit for them to know what time it is with love. And you guys heard I spoke a lot about this towards the end of the year, and I'm coming with that same energy in 2025, and it's really just holding myself accountable, holding other individuals accountable, businesses accountable, as well as organizations. Everybody has a role to play. So my goal for this year is really to exceed my own expectations. I've set some targets and some goals in terms of the amount of people I would like to help and support throughout the year. I would like to see if we can impact 1,000 new people throughout this year, 1,000 new people outside of who the OFC already engages with and builds with. So that's 1,000 new people come to find out about the OFC and participating over a course of a year. And all the media runs and stuff like that that we have planned, I think we'll at least be able to touch 1,000 people who at least know what we're doing and could be a po impacted positively in some kind of way. I'm also really excited just about all the connections being made. I'm looking forward to wrapping up 2025 and talking about all the new relationships that were established within the community, the new initiatives that was created within the community. I'm really excited for being able to create that. And I'm also excited to see the growth of others. Does that make sense? Like, I'm excited to see where, like, from some of the hardship we went through in 2024, how people are using that to level up. I'm really excited to see that. So this is going to be really cool. Yeah, it's going to be a really cool year. It's going to be a really cool year because I know more people want to see different, more people want to see a change, and more people are willing to do the uncommon thing, the uncomfortable thing. So this is going to be really, you think last year was a thing, 2025 is going to bring us even closer together as a people. And my prediction for this year is that it's not going to be as bad as people think, and it's going to be way greater than they had expected. That's my intention. Now, this episode, guys, is a special one. You guys know how we like to kick off the year. So we have some words of empowerment that our members have left us with, that it's important that we take a moment to run them so you guys can hear what the community has to say. So we'll take a pause for the cause, we'll go through that, and then we will be back with Grandma Garris, with Jenna DeGray. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of hjcourtierauto.com. That's hjcourtierauto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think Mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other. Just send you guys mad love, and I have a special treat to you. Shout out to Drew for putting this together for us, but we kind of have a recap of some of the well wishes that the community had for you guys. So with that, we will close off this pilot with the people segment with some well wishes from some of our past guests.
Trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. That's mine. Just trust your instincts.
That's it.
And it says everything it needs to say.
Yeah.
It's not something that we haven't heard, but it's so imperative that, like, you know, we just never give up on what we're working towards. Because at the end of the day, once you give up, you could literally be right at the edge of what you're about to accomplish, and you give up, and it's, you know, you did it all for nothing. So we have to really, I think, as a people, follow through and work on following through and going through, you know, the grind of things. And sometimes it's not always easy, but you can't give up on it, because if it's in your spirit and if it's in your heart, it's there for a reason. God gave us our skill sets and our wants and our needs for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we have everything inside of us to make that happen. So we got to continue to push forward with it to actualize what our passions and our purpose is.
When I was younger, I was doing a lot of martial arts. And one of the books I've read was from Bruce Lee. And there was one sentence in that book that marked me, that was like, be like water. You have to adapt. Mm-hmm. You have to mold into the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, don't forget that water is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Water can erode mm-hmm. things. You always think about water flowing between the land,
right.
But it's actually that water carved its way through the land and created its own path.
Wow.
So you see, as the earth that guides the water, no, the water goes wherever it wants to go and will dig its way through. And at the same time, it will just adapt to everything. So be like water.
I love that.
No matter what, there's always opportunity to make money. Don't let this market, don't let certain things that are happening right now persuade you into not investing. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the perfect time to do it. You know, this is the perfect time to accumulate. And even if you can't put a whole bunch of money at one time, you know, start off bits by bits and slowly add, you know, have a goal to have a certain amount within a certain time, you know, and things will pick up from there.
Well, I sign all of my books this year, the new book, I Testify on Purpose, because I sign them all that says, in everything, give thanks. And so that's what I am. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for every opportunity, for God, for this opportunity to do the interview so that we could connect with the people. I'm just grateful. I think every night I journal in a gratitude journal. And when you look back and you reflect, you know, even a few months ago or even a year ago on what you've done and where you're going, you know, I thank him every day for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he is going to do in my life. So those are my words.
It's two words. Start again, you know, and I feel like if we can just remember that each moment is an opportunity to start again. So let's say we didn't get it right. That moment just went by right there. We didn't get it right. At this moment, I can start again.
Wow.
You know, and just knowing that it's such a simple practice, but it prevents us from like getting stuck in this mindset of, oh man, I've messed up. As long as you have breath, you can always start again. There's so many things that happen to us, and it's not our fault, but it's our responsibility to handle it.
Fact.
You know, to learn how to navigate through it, to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to change everything. Maybe just a little increment, right? We can, a little increment. And that's, so for me lately, it's just been remembering to start again, start again.
We are here on this earth for this journey. And life is precious and short and long, and we have to move forward and take time to be grateful and enjoy life and learn and explore.
We women have been given the greatest gift, is the gift of being the elders of humanity. We carry humanity in our womb. We create every nation there is. But we forget that it's important also to protect, preserve, and treat and heal ourselves in order for us to continue doing our life's mission, is being the pillars of humanity.
Mad love and blessings. Just continue doing what you're doing, King. And thank you for being with us on Parlay with the People.
Appreciate it. And for everybody, thank you for having me. Remember, Mass, come again. Yeah, man.
Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself because you only have one body. That's your first home. And we tend to make space for pain, for, you know, illness, discomfort in our lives and in our physical, but we make space for them. We get excited for toxic things and toxic people, and we're unable to manifest our highest selves. So if you don't take care of your body, who will?
The empowering word I would like to give to the whole community is, I know time is hard. I know COVID have hurt a lot of people. Just don't ever give up, you know, keep it high and stay strong. Even in a difficult time, you know, things will be better. Stay positive, bring that positive energy, and you'll see, like, everything's gonna come. You'll definitely get results.
In times like this, stressful times where things are getting more expensive, jobs and everything are not guaranteed, I definitely want to say, remember to put yourself first. Remember, you come first. And with that being said, you know, don't look at the expense and I can't afford it. Remember that you have one life to live, right? So definitely treat yourself to that vacation. Some people, they haven't been home in years, you know, but definitely you deserve that. You deserve the sea water. You deserve that all-inclusive sun, that all-inclusive vacation.
I have to go back to what we've already talked about in this conversation, which is dig into your why. Make sure that why can push you through anything. Look at the people you're taking care of, whether it's community, kids, spouses, whatever that is. I wish, you know, maybe it's part paranoia thinking or something, but that's a lot of what drives me. Is every day I get up, you know, I am very thankful for the chance to get out there and have a conversation with a business owner, because I know the skills and the passion I'm coming at them with to help them solve a problem.
Network.
Point. Yes.
Network. You cannot do this alone. You need to be surrounded with like-minded people, but also with people that their core focus or their obsession is one particular thing. Like, stay away from "I'm good at everything" type of people. Like, that's just not possible. But network, there's net and work, so there's work in that word, right? So you need to nurture it, to build it, to filter it, to let room for new people to get into your network. And there's some people that at one point we're gonna go our separate ways, but you cannot do this alone.
Just be authentic. Authentic. If you're weird, own it. If you know, whatever the thing is that people have looked at you and the kind of side eye you, don't shy away from it and try to conform. Be authentically you. Show up as you. You will find the people who admire you and respect you. And even if they don't, there are people who love you because of it. So it's that authentic. I feel like that's where we all should move towards, you know, authentically yourself.
There's a lot here in the city. There's a lot of people doing good work. We just have to connect. You know, if we can just make the circle tighter, if we can just really get back to community, remember that it takes a village to really raise, you know, the youth, especially in this time. We really have to be mindful of the youth and really try and provide the best that we can for them. Remember the elders. Is very important. And yeah, health is wealth and your life is expensive. So don't let anybody put a price tag on your life.
What I would like to tell people is that just examine your thoughts. Examine your thoughts, because you get about 70,000 thoughts per day. And it's not necessarily yours. It's just flowing in the atmosphere. So if you believe something, question it. Examine, hey, where did I get that belief from? So I would like you, brothers and sisters, to examine your thoughts. Remember that data is important. So when you get, so examine your thoughts.
One of the people that guides me as I move through this human journey is Abraham Lincoln. He said, "I wish there were something I could align myself with, something that would absolutely transform the world so that I," and he said this, "I would be remembered for generations to come." He achieved that. He said, everyone needs three things in this life. We need freedom from the thing that enslaves us. We need the resources to thrive, not just survive. And he says, every single one of us needs to know that we've done better than the generation before us.
Something I always said to myself, I always said to my kids, be bold, be fierce, focus on your goals. It's not easy to be a woman, to be a man. It's not easy to be Black. It's not easy to live in Quebec, but we have the power to change something. So if to be able to change the world, you need to do a first step, a first small step. And the small step is to recognize who you are and where you came from, and to embrace it and use that as a power to change the world.
Just trust in yourself. Just trust in what you know. Trust in what you know. Stay on the right path. As a Rastafarian, it is important to practice what I preach. I can't be looking one way, saying something else, and doing something else. We practice what we preach. As I just mentioned, how humbled we are to have this opportunity. And in closing, like I said, just trust in yourself and stay on the right path.
Oh my God, I think being the best version of ourselves is the best way of telling ourselves that change is possible and that it starts with us. So, be the best version of yourself.
Two things that I want to share. Mm-hmm. The first is not everything that is free is free. There's always a cost to everything, whether it be your time, your energy, your space, your attention, or your data. Mm. And that's my second thing, data is the new gold. Now, whether that's being used for good or for bad is still up in the air, but I'm going to lean towards the latter. Mm. So be very careful who you share your data with and consider what is being asked for, why it's being asked, and how they will be using that information. Not just now. The thing with data is that it's going to be there 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 25 years from now, 100 years from now. So how are they going to use that data? Because it might not be in the way that it was either explained or that you envisioned.
The importance of understanding the importance of your health. For me personally, health is number one. A lot of us spend a lot of time going after wealth building. And as we get older, we reverse that. We use all the money that we have earned during our lifetime to spend it on taking care of our health. But we need to do that from the beginning. Take care of your health first, because if you don't have good health, it doesn't matter how much money you have, how much love you have around you. If you are uncomfortable, life will be miserable.
Mm. End, Farrow, with what we say on the health show every Sunday. We end by saying, so let's stay healthy.
It's always important to have a vision stronger than your failures.
Mm.
That would be so helpful.
I love that.
Yes, because the path to success, it's not easy, as you said. But I think your vision has to be stronger than your failures.
The things that I want to say, and that's the thing that drives me every day, is now we have to build our own stuff. We need to create our own alternatives. And that's what we're trying to do.
There's nothing out there. Everything you think is out there is within. When you walk outside, go within. When you're walking out there, but you're walking outside, but you're walking within. And then the other thing I'll leave everybody with, like, you know, the universe, wealth. Wealth and happiness and wealth is already set in place. What you need to unlock wealth is a mind, your mind, good mind. Mm-hmm. So you walk on your mind, get up in the morning, talk to yourself, compliment yourself, see yourself for who you are. You must love you, because if you don't love you, then nobody gonna love you. You must dress up, knot up a tie, and have a date with yourself in the mirror at least twice a week.
Mm, talk about it.
You should shower up and dress up and sit in front of a mirror and tell yourself how good looking you are, how you are impacting your environment, what you have done today. You must have a meeting consistently. You want to get to know you? You got to schedule you in your routine. At least 3 times a week, you must sit in front of your own mirror and look at your skin and appreciate yourself. 20 minutes. It's a psychological thing. And watch your life change over 3 months. If you keep doing that all the time, you unlock powers that I cannot even explain.
If there's one thing I could encourage our people in is make that first step. Whatever the first step is, just make the first step. Whatever, you know, God has placed in your heart, whatever talents, giftings, abilities he's given unto you, even if it's 1,000 steps to get there, just take the first step and create momentum. Momentum will follow you as you take every additional step.
Yeah.
I would say just feel the fear and do it anyway.
Mm.
Whatever you feel like, you know that you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
you're not doing because you might be, you're afraid to step out. You know, do it anyway. Go after your dreams. Go after, you know, I know it seems cliche, go after your dreams, but go after your dreams, man.
Yeah,
you know, we live once. You know, you don't want to live a life of regret. Today's the youngest day we'll ever be. And, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So we got to do what we got to do today.
Believe in yourself. Have the confidence to change the world. Make a difference. Create a very positive mental ability in your head. Be able to project that confidence, because that's really important. If you only believe and you can't project, you're not going to get where you want to go.
So one of the things that I started off in real estate with, because I mean, I was a school teacher, a mom, and I knew nothing about business, nothing about real estate, but I had a desire to build wealth for my family and make it generational, because I have three girls that I wanted to pass things on to. And so I've lived by this quote by Andrew Carnegie: 90% of millionaires are built through real estate. And if 9 out of 10 can do it, then you and I and everyone that is at that event will be able to.
Wow.
The word that came to mind is faith. And sometimes we don't have faith that we can do it. We don't have faith that it's possible. We don't have faith that, but we have to sort of believe that there is hope for us, that there is great things in store for us. So we have to have that faith that, you know, things are going to work out. And this is an opportunity to learn how to broaden your horizons and do way more, learn more. It's an opportunity. So just have faith that you're doing the right thing.
We are fortunate that we have the ability to decide what our life is going to be, but we have to actually make that decision. I'm a man of, many words. I like to talk, but one thing that I always talk about is closed mouths don't get fed. So if you want something, you got to open your mouth. If you're hungry, you got to open your mouth to chew, right? I suggest you all open up your hand and realize that your business, your life, what you're looking for is in the palm of your hand. The only way that you're going to be able to take control and achieve what you want is to close your hand. Take ownership of what's yours and put yourself in the best position possible to be able to succeed. Close your fists, and open up your eyes to success, because that's exactly what we're here for.
Be comfortable being uncomfortable, people. Use it. Even though you're shy, you're nervous, try it out. Try something new.
Mine would be, for the younger folks, you have the pleasure of not knowing what old age pains feel like, but it will catch up with you. So take care of your body today so that your body takes care of you tomorrow.
Empowering words for the people. Anything that you are capable of doing, you can do it. If you think that you can help someone and you're questioning whether or not you should help that person, just do it. If it has nothing, if it doesn't take anything away from you, let's help each other. Let's help each other grow. Let's help each other build. Let's change how the world sees us. Let's keep moving forward.
Don't let anyone label you and create expectations of you. Get out from that system programming and follow your goals, follow your dreams in order to achieve your success.
The key is in energy. It's just maintaining a positive vibration. So the second that you feel your energy going in that direction, you really need to take the time to take that step back, to bring it back to that positive state, so you can actually open yourself up to those solutions.
Mental health does not define your sister or brother. It's okay not to be okay. You're not your mental illness. Your mental health is just as important as you or physical health is. Your struggle does not define you. I lost my house, guys. I lost everything I worked for 25 years. I thought I was going to kill myself. But what I've learned from my experience is that I got up and I fight for what I believe. I fight for my kids. I fight for every human being I see on the street.
Barriers are made to be removed. So whatever the barrier is, what you can do is to jump the barrier. All we have to do, I didn't say it's easy. it's easy. But when you look at a barrier, just know that barriers are made to be removed.
when you invest in your relationship with God, your wife and kids, and your career the right way, everything's going great. You could die tonight, and the people are really going to regret you. But if you don't do anything for yourself, you're going to get forgotten. And that could be really sad.
I'm not one to speak and tell people what they should do or how they should live, but I can only speak on myself. And I believe that when I walk in my power, in my passion, let's say, then I am that much more of a productive person to society and myself and my family.
Unite in love and unite in perseverance and unite in harmony.
Learning never stops. Never stops. Learning is power. Knowledge is power. Always a student. Me.
Yes.
Never a master.
Love that.
Strong and wrong, baby. Strong and wrong. Fail forward. Strong and wrong. Fail forward. That was something I learned in theater just recently. Strong and wrong and fail forward means no matter if you're doing it wrong, at least just be strong with it. Commit.
Okay.
Well, no, you're gonna do it wrong, all timid. Yeah. You know it's gonna be wrong regardless. At least when you're practicing being timid.
Yeah.
Practice being strong, even when it's wrong, because you're gonna be strong. You're gonna learn. At the end of the day, you're still gonna learn how to be strong, right?
Well,
you fail. You gotta fail forward, because if you fail backwards with it, an L is only an L if you haven't learned from something. Learn from it, right?
Mm.
So fail forward, strong and wrong.
Okay.
Bonjour, c'est Elisabeth Cantave de Primerica. Je vous encourage à faire une analyse de besoins financiers avec nous. Et en ces jours de fête, on vous souhaite un joyeux Noël et une bonne année 2025. Hello, I'm Elisabeth Cantave from Primerica. Get starting with us by doing a free financial need analysis and hope you have a great holiday for the 2025.
Hi everyone, I'm Kiara from Kiki's Cakes. I just wanted to wish you a happy holiday and new year. And if you have any cake needs, please keep me in mind.
Hi, this is Sonia Clark, General Manager of National Dance School of Canada. I just want to tell you, have great holidays. Take time with family and friends and just relax because we all need it. And then in the new year, don't forget to come audition in April and June because we are ready for you in 2025, September, to become a dancer.
Bonjour tout le monde. Hi everyone. So my name is Descharling de DC Consultation BNL. So my services is simple. I'm here to help you to get the funds that you need for your project or for your businesses or both of them. Mais entre-temps, j'aimerais vous souhaiter avant tout joyeux Noël, bonne année, résolution 2025. Just keep driving. Just keep doing what you do because you're doing the best. Bye everyone. Happy holidays.
Bonjour, c'est Michael Romeo Joseph du groupe 3737. Donc, le groupe 3737 a beaucoup de programmes pour les entrepreneurs. Donc, que vous soyez en démarrage, en croissance ou en maturité, vous pouvez toujours communiquer avec nous au www.groupe37.com. On va être en mesure de vous référer au bon programme et vraiment vous épauler dans votre parcours entrepreneurial. Sur ce, je vous souhaite un joyeux temps des fêtes. Et profitez du temps avec votre famille. C'est toujours important, ça.
Hey, this is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I am the artistic director of Mad Poetics Productions, and you can catch me every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Soul Perspective, CKUT 90.3 FM. Just want to thank the OFC for having me out for this discussion and also to send happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas to all of those who are celebrating. And we hold you, the ones that are not celebrating, because we do acknowledge that sometimes the Christmas time can be a difficult time for folks. Love you and wishing you an amazing holiday and a blessing of abundance and more for the new year.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Great.
I loved hearing all the great motivational words that were shared in 2024. Today, I don't have a facts for you, but I wanted to add on to that with one more practice to help you reframe what they say about you, what people say about you. And stereotypes are nothing but challenges we've already mastered. Here's how we say thank you to every attempt that someone tries to dim your light.
You're so aggressive. Thank you. I learned how to advocate for myself clearly and firmly, even when it makes people uncomfortable.
You're too confident.
Thank you. I take pride in knowing my worth and celebrating my wins.
You're always so loud.
Thank you. I know that my voice carries power, and I've worked really hard to make sure that I don't shrink it to make others feel comfortable.
You are so bossy.
Thank you. I call it leadership. I'm not afraid to make decisions and lead the way.
You're too strong and independent.
Thank you. My strength and independence has carried me through some challenges, but that doesn't mean I don't value support and connection too.
You are high maintenance.
Thank you. I've worked really hard to understand the difference between boundaries, rules, standards, and expectations, and making sure I enforce that to get what I deserve.
So take that method. And whenever someone tries to give you a backhanded, or well, these were just insults, quite frankly, or just, well, insults, whatever, the reproche. If they try to do that, make sure you take it and use its power for what it is. Because there is reason in that. And oh man, I really resonated with the you're bossy, because I definitely was in positions where I was a lead or in leadership position. And when you're a woman and you're a lead, it's just like, well, you're bossy, you're bitchy. And when you're a man, you're authoritarian and you're a leader. And I'll always go back to that memory, because they basically told me like, well, yeah, you might've sounded a bit rough in the email. Maybe you want to add smiley faces to it. And this is like in an office setting. And basically, because I was a woman who was giving facts and just literally gave someone data, they felt it was too dry and I should have just like added a smiley face. I promise you, they've never asked any other man to do that. So I'm resolved to that, and that's fine, because I have to say, when I left that company, the downfall was real. And so, mwahaha. But to that point, take your power, claim your power, and don't let someone try to dim your light. With that,
shout out to that. Sorry.
Yeah, awesome. So with that, trivia today is going to be a bit more about... like thinking questions. So it's not necessarily trivia, but I have questions for you about, you know, things that you want to bring with you into this new year, and maybe look at some things back in last year that, again, that you want to take with you or leave behind. But what's been the best thing that happened to you in 2024?
The best thing?
Mm-hmm.
On a personal, business, or like, because there's different facets.
Doesn't matter. Let's call it this. Let's call it what was one of the best things that's happened to you in 2024.
I guess like I had the opportunity to, like, I spent a month in Trinidad. Actually, I went to Trinidad twice. I went to St. Lucia. I went to Panama. I spent some time in Tobago. So I guess, like, you know, being able to travel and being able to like work abroad and stuff like that, spending time with my dad and stuff like that in Trinidad, I guess that was
some of the best things, and the launch of the OFC membership card. That was a really fun thing. Awesome. And, and my son getting his graduating from high school. That was a dope thing. And my daughter getting a 100 on her history test. That was pretty late. Okay, what else?
I think that's awesome. If I thought about it, I think my highlight was, as much as I got tired of traveling for the year, I did put a lot of family time, but especially getting to see our U.S. family. So being able to go spend, being able to see my family, my Haitian side of the family for the first time since 2019 out in Atlanta and New York, being able to go see our cousins out in Miami, and especially our second cousin once removed, I think. Well, so his son.
Reference last week's show.
Yeah. A call back there. Because I'll meet his son, who was super sweet, call me auntie and everything. He's such a sweetheart. That was very much a highlight there for me. For me, yeah. What was the most challenging thing that happened to you in 2024?
Egbert Gay dying. Egbert Gay transcending was... like it was such a shock, and so the sad for the community, and like, you know, that one hit hard, you know. Our Aunt Kathy transcending, that was also like that was a shocker, you know.
That's
like,
2023 though.
It was 2023. Oh my gosh, it's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Geez, so sorry. So take that last one out, but I guess it's still fresh in my mind.
Well, because a lot's happened. I mean, and not just had like happened with that. Just like life sped up. I feel like life since
2024 went so quick. It's crazy. But yeah, like if I have to think back, like, you know, it's, you don't really spend a lot of time pondering on things that aren't good, right? But but
no, I mean, you gave the one, and I don't want it to be like, let's go nitpick everything. For me, I think it was more from a professional standpoint. Like 2024 was a very tough year for people and like job stability. And so even what was going around in my surroundings for myself, but also seeing a lot of people that I hold dear, or that I appreciate, or that I appreciated working with, just, you know, a lot of people ending up losing their jobs in 2024 was pretty much a tough one. I'm glad that like mid to end of 2024, a lot of people like landed on their feet again. And so really happy about that. But that was definitely the number one challenge of 2024 for me.
Yeah, facts. Shoot. I mean, my God, I do say business, though. I did make like I'm pretty upset about some of the people that I brought on in 2024. And it was an economic life lesson. But, you know, wasted, but lessons learned.
Well, I like that part, but then here's this question. What was your biggest personal change in 2024?
Personal change in 2024? Where I decided that it was okay to... like it was okay to help people who are helping themselves. So it was okay to change like my personal way of operating, because I always functioned with a mindset of like a brother Teresa, where I felt like everybody needed help.
You definitely don't want to use that term, because Mother Teresa wasn't who people think she was, but yes, sorry.
Well, I guess.
Don't use Mother Teresa at all. Ugh.
Okay, good. Well, I guess the example I gave you just like, you know, I just felt like everybody needed help. And and at the end of the day, it's like, it was a subtle change, and it was being okay with telling people no, being okay with being like, nah, I'm not going to help you with that. Being okay with like, nah, I didn't put you in that situation, you figure it out. Like being okay to let people go through their life that they set up, and being there to help those who are trying, being there to help those who are making efforts. Like it was a subtle change in my mind, but it was like, yeah, I'm glad I did.
That's a big one, and I know those ones too. I was kind of told, like, I was given the advice to when someone comes to you with their problems, not everyone, because not, again, it's about how much you take on in your shoulder, and then you end up finding out that that person didn't really, like, isn't really seeking out true help. They're just complaining and then taking your resources, taking your energy. And so it's just saying, like, wow, I'm sorry you're going through that. Like, I hope you get better. I hope things get better. And then you kind of just got to walk away.
Just keep it moving, keep it pushing.
My biggest personal change this year, I think, is much more about like pronouncing myself. So having a louder voice when necessary, and not just sweeping it under the rug and walking away out of sight, out of mind. I recognized how that was very much not in line with something that is a healthy practice. Something that I can do very easily, but in quite frankly, that does not heal wounds, it just hides wounds. And so just really, albeit the smallest to the largest things, just being more vocal about my boundaries.
Good.
A little jokey one, what's been your biggest waste of time this year? Not this year,
Social media.
2024.
Social media, like too much time wasted in social media. So that's why I'm glad. Like, yay, 2025. It's I've started my social media fast. I've put out that I'm going on a 12-month social media fast. I'll check in once a quarter.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. So social media, I pretty much got down because that has limits on my phone, and so I actually I haven't hit a lot of the limits in 2024, but I think I shifted that towards like my games on my phone and like and so that's one thing where in 2025 we're not doing that. I think it's gonna have to be like a limitation of screen time as a whole, to be honest. Like, we're gonna have to reduce screen time. I'll call it screen time overall, because before I would have had this been yesterday's Gina, I would have been like, yeah, social media. But I figured that one out. The only problem is that I plugged in other screens in that time, and
Exactly. And so that defeats the purpose.
It absolutely defeated the purpose, albeit I'll say I think that it helps with your mental to reduce social media. Even if you put other sc even if you switch it with a different screen, as long as you're not finding the same type of content, but social media can be very heavy. What has been your best use of time in 2024? I don't know if I have an answer to this.
My best use of time. Learning, like learning new processes through Audible, learning new systems, like how to manage my network. Like just spending, like yeah, it, like spending time learning helped a lot.
I wasn't sure where I was going to go with this one, but I'm going to say this year my best use of time was actually cooking at home. So it was my, and I recognize two things from it. One, it takes time, and two, it's messy. I did come from a space of like just doing takeout because I live alone. And so, I was just like, sometimes it's just easier for that. And I tend to like do takeout and have like two meals of that takeout. But you can't control what's put in your food when you get it from the outside. And so I do think that I've spent my best way to spend time this year was cooking a lot more at home, and I've rendered a lot more healthier results that I can feel. So I think that's my best time spent.
Bless. Yo, no, what am I saying? Now you just said that now I have a better, like I think I misinterpret the question more of like what was the what was the most productive thing I did within my time? But my being able to spend so much time kind of working abroad and being off a bit, I spent a lot of time with Shai and the children. That was awesome to be able to just be in their nose hole and bothering them about everything that they're doing as much as I do. That was great.
One nose hole.
Yeah,
Well, Those were the questions I had for you to reflect on 2024. What is it that you're bringing with you? What's the most valuable thing that you're bringing with you in 2025?
Most valuable thing I'm bringing with me in 2025 is my... It sounds almost cliche, but it's like, I feel like the most valuable thing is my point of view, my perspective, like my, you know, the way I see things is like, no one can take that from me. No one can tell me I'm having a bad day. Like, it's like, says who? Like, no matter what's happening, I'm the master of my universe. No one can tell me what's what. Like, so I could tell you, like, yeah, my, how I'm seeing life, how I see things is really, it's the most valuable thing I'm bringing to this year.
Probably should have answered first because mine's not as deep.
Yeah, a nerd.
I was just like, I did a lot of traveling last year and I did a lot of traveling for family purposes. And I think that was fantastic and awesome. But into 2025, as I alluded, it's kind of going to be the year of me. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. This is 4-0 and... it's beautiful. It's great. I'm aging like wine. Can't tell me nothing, but this is the year where I'm really going to go. I'm probably going to go a little bucket list crazy. And it's going to be about the travels that, are really conducive to the things that I want to do, where I want to go and where I want to see, what I want to experience. And I think I'm going to bring that to everything I do, whether it's locally, nationally, or internationally. I'm going to kick into high gear. The whole point of being on this planet and is to be able to have the best human experience that you possibly can while you're here.
I love that. I love that.
So I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd love to thank all of our special guests that we've had in the entirety of 2024. And we would love to thank even more so the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and Drew in the Mighty Stew. Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, well, all the business owners, all the community organizations, all the individuals who took time to send the well wishes and to give us words of empowerment. Thank you all. And all the birthdays, shout out to you, Gina the Great, on your birthday, on your birth strong. And shout out to my amazing family. I love you lots. The children, Adonijah, Huey, Phenomenal, and the mighty Nzinga. Huge shout out to all you guys, Mom, Solo, Asia, Nana, and the whole Lewis crew. Big shout out to West Ken, our sister organization, and all the awesome things we're doing there for the culture, and all our partnering organizations. Thank you for making the OFC what it is today. And HP, with OFC together, we are going to change the world with our first ever community bank.
Mm-hmm. I want to get a big shout out to the generation to come. So that's Generation Alpha, and a little bit of Z in there. Not Z. What's the other one?
O.
Not O. What's after millennials?
I don't know, G.
Anyway. That generation that's just really coming and demanding justice and demanding fairness and demanding that we just be good humans. Shout out to that generation because I see great things coming. And old ways must die if we need to grow. Mm. And that's it, folks. Happy New Year.
Kings and Queens. This was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.